You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
We began this year with significant weakness in the economy, right? In the first 3 months of the year itself, the economy was struggling. And then we were hit by the pandemic, growth completely collapsed, or rather output collapsed. And then we've seen this gradual recovery. Now, various people read it differently. Some people say that it's a V-shaped bounce and things are going to be normal very quickly. Some people are more circumspect. They say that we haven't seen the end of the tunnel is still away. So what is your assessment as you see the data coming in, as you do your own fieldwork? How do you assess the strength of this current economic recovery?
It's a, you know, this, I'm in principle against being too much of a tea leaf reader. It's very hard to say, and whatever I say will probably be wrong. I think that the bounce has been slow, actually. I mean, after a 24% reduction, you might have imagined that we would get a 15% bounce up. We got an 8% bounce up. And that's, we're going to end the year at about 10% short of where we were. I think there are reasons why that's can be sticky. And one of them is just there's been a massive demand shock. A lot of people were cleaned up. Investment is very slow, and is very slow because we're really, much of our investment, it turns out, is domestic economy focused. And our domestic economy is not offering huge rewards right now. So people are sitting on their money. I think that we need a demand bounce. And the demand bounce hasn't happened yet.
The initial supply shock has now led to a longer term demand shock, where people are basically, precautionary savings are rising. People are being very circumspect about future plans. So now, usually in such situations, especially if your exports are not growing and your domestic demand is weak, the government is the big player in town. What is your assessment of the response of public policy to the macroeconomic situation? Because a lot of the heavy lifting has been done by monetary policy, by the RBI. The fiscal response has been much more modest. So what is your assessment of the response of public policy to this macroeconomic problem?
So I think the public policy took as its primary goal to make sure that the banks don't collapse. I think that was the first order of public policy. And therefore, and to ensure that loans were written off, or at least rescheduled. I think that was the big piece of public policy. And I think the reason why that was important is that it was clear that the banking sector was already on very, shaky ground before the pandemic. And I think the pandemic would have just sent it into a tailspin. And I think the government was right in thinking that it needs to do something about it. Now, whether it was right about, how much of a deficit it could run or not, I think it could have run a bigger deficit. But I think the primary focus was on bailing out the banking sector. The loan rescheduling was central always in what it did. It's the one thing that I think was done to a significant extent. The loans were, you didn't have to pay them, and then some transfers were made to the banking sector to compensate it. And I think that seems to me to be the central piece of the policy. And I see why that was important. I think the banking sector, I still don't think the banking sector is out of the woods, but I think that, and I think the Reserve Bank agrees with that.
Do you think that the fiscal response means the fiscal deficit has widened, but a lot of it is because of the decline in tax revenues? It's not because of extra spending, you know, so the fiscal impulse has been weak, so to say. I understand what you're saying, that the initial thing was to protect the banks, but at least now that you've identified a demand shock as a significant challenge, is there a stronger case for fiscal expansion led by spending?
I've always taken the view that there should be more fiscal stimulus. I think the question is how much of a deficit the government is willing to run. I think the government decided that its primary commitment was to bail out the banking sector and that it couldn't afford more than that. And now, I would have thought that this was the time to do radical things like sell the banks to some foreign bank. And, you know, I think this is a sort of, in that sense, I think this is a wasted crisis. I think we could have done more. We could have been, I think on the fiscal side, we could have been more aggressive. Selling the banks, I really do think that we are sitting on our hands more than we should be in this moment. Because I think if people's expectations are frozen at a very low level, I think we will be stuck there. I'm a bit worried about that.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you.
I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home.
You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back with my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo.
Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.